So John, you've been in the business since the 80s and you've seen it all. You've seen move from vinyl to CDs, cassettes, digital.
Mm-hmm.
But what has remained is that music moves when people cares, right?
Correct.
And a part of your work has been to make concept albums. You did Bobby Digital by RZA. Could you tell me a little bit about that and making that album?
Well, RZA obviously was the brain behind the Wu-Tang Clan. During that period, they were signed to Loud Records. I had a good relationship with Prince Paul, who was part of De La Soul, and he brought to me the Gravediggers record, which was a record that used parables and metaphors to purvey modern day horrors of being in the inner cities in America, being black in the inner cities in America. And it was a very unique way of portraying some of those plights, those challenges. So we released the first Gravediggers record, and during that period I met the RZA. We got on really well creatively. I mean, the guy has got so many ideas, from film to business to creative. So we really got on well. So when he announced he wanted to do a solo album, you know, all the labels got really excited, and of course his Wu-Tang label, the Loud Records, really wanted to sign him, as did everyone else on the planet. But from a creative standpoint and what we'd done on the first two Gravediggers albums, he felt comfortable with G Street, which was my label at the time. We, as an A&R person and obviously as the label founder, I like to sign people that had their own concepts, their own creativity. If they wanted a third ear, I would be there for them. Obviously, I'd give them input. So it's a creative collaboration, but the whole of the Bobby Digital was perceived by RZA himself. He, I think the album was titled Bobby Digital, RZA as Bobby Digital. This was, it was interesting actually, because the late Bobby Digital I knew quite well. And we actually, I contacted him when we were gonna name this album, and we actually, made a deal with him to use the name. So that was all done up front.
That's Bobby Digital, the Jamaican producer?
Correct, yes, because his name and brand was out there. Obviously, I at the same time, I was president of Island Jamaica for Chris Blackwell. So I was had a keen engagement with all the Jamaican producers and so forth. In those days, we did the Luciano album, we did Beanie Man's record, Shaka Demus and Plyth. These were all being worked by the same staff I had at G Street as an independent, but under the Island umbrella. But when we got to the Bobby Digital album, that was when I was running V2 in America for Richard Branson. We'd left Island by that point because it was late 90s. RZA just laid out his concept. It was absolutely amazing. We even went so as far as to find the original artist that did all the black exploitation movies from the 70s. And my designer, David Caudley at the time, from Graphic Therapy, he did all the research and they put together that incredible cover. So everything, when we went to promo it, it was like a sort of modern day James Bond, but in the context of everything that interested RZA and creatively, which was the sort of the martial arts and all the different influences came on there.
Do you think that helped to sell the album, as in he tied it to animated stuff? The martial arts had a whole following, in the same way Marvel has a following now. People were into that.
I think that was something that was created through the Wu-Tang Clan. So that was an element that obviously came along when he did his first Bobby Digital album, yes. But there's so many more facets to it. His outspoken views on politics, his views on black power and so forth were all very relevant, and I think is a big part of his following right up until this day.
So do you think artists should tie their art to that kind of bigger topic, bigger pop culture issues?
If they have a voice, absolutely. Don't jump on a bandwagon, but if they feel emotionally and morally strong about a particular issue, absolutely, I totally believe in that. Activism and politics you know, have always shared places in people, outspoken people in music. It's less so now, what I find. But I find that's a lot to do with social media and, you know, people being less... activism isn't what it used to be, put it that way. The French still know to demonstrate, but the British don't.